Now, when somebody steals your credit card, you cancel the account. If somebody steals your Medicare number to pay a hospital bill, it's a different story. Jennifer Moore of KSMU reports on a rise in medical identity theft.
I'm standing just inside the emergency room doors of Cox South Hospital, one of the busiest ERs in southwest Missouri. In the past few minutes alone, I've seen an elderly woman arrive in an ambulance, a police officer escort a young woman through the doors, and kids getting restless in the waiting room. Officials at this hospital say more and more of these patients walking through the doors are pretending to be someone else, just so that they won't have to pay for their own medical bills.
For instance, over the last 12 months, we had a total of 9 instances of identity theft. 4 of those have been within the last 45 days.
That's Betty Brashears, Vice President of Corporate Integrity at Cox Health in Springfield. She's teaching the hospital's ER staff about red flags that signal when a patient's using someone else's name, social security number, or insurance card.
We try to get our patients to speak their information to us so that we can confirm it, because we'll find a lot of times that if they're presenting with a false ID, they'll stumble on those words.
St. John's Health System is the other main healthcare provider in Springfield. Officials there, too, say they've seen an increase in identity theft over the past year. Hospitals across the nation are scrambling to prevent ID theft because of the particular nightmare it presents when one patient's medical chart gets mixed up with someone else's body. Pam Dixon is executive director of the World Privacy Forum and has been trying to raise awareness about this crime for years now. She says in nearly all the identity cases she's seen, medical charts are changed, and that poses the big problem.
We've had people who all of a sudden their healthcare record has different blood types. They have healthcare records with different genders and ages, different medications. There are people that we've talked with who their imposter went in and had a hospital stay and put down that they were allergic to one drug, and then the real person is not allergic to that drug, but they're allergic to other drugs.
Dixon says there's no national standard for dealing with medical identity theft. It's also hard to fix once the damage is done. And increasingly on the national level, she says it's an insider job, with the thieves working as receptionists and accountants within the healthcare field itself. Both Springfield hospitals say all of the cases they've seen here so far involve patients and not their staff members. Dixon advises patients to get a hard copy of their healthcare records, even if there's a fee involved. That way, if your medical charts are altered, you'll have a way to prove what they used to look like. Stephen Niemczak is a special agent with the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Office of the Inspector General. He says the ID thieves are becoming bolder and more sophisticated.
It is a large problem that affects most corners of our country. Multiple states are involved, and these little groups work with one another across state lines.
Insurance companies are trying to crack down, too, because if someone's using your insurance to pay their bill, that means higher costs for the legitimate policyholders. Still, when it comes to medical identity theft, it's hospitals and patients who are most at risk. For NPR News, I'm Jennifer Moore in Springfield, Missouri.